News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Masks are mandatory on public transport, but the government have announced that this is to be extended now to the shops and the shopping centres from next Monday. But masks should also be mandatory in secondary schools in the new school term. Well, that's the view of the former Director General of the Health Service Executive and also columnist with the Business Post, Tony O'Brien, who has signed a petition calling on the move. Tony joins us here on News Talk Breakfast. Tony, tell us first, should students wear face coverings?
I think they should, and I think that if schools open without them, it'll very quickly become a situation where that will become necessary. And I'm aware that a number of schools in the north, for example, have already told their students at second level that they will need to wear masks. It's going to be a slightly odd situation where they're going to need to wear masks to travel to school on public transport. And then when they're in situations which are likely to be equally crowded, they'll not be required to wear them. And many of those students are going to be coming from families who have vulnerable other members of their families at home. But some of the teachers will have vulnerabilities. Other students will have vulnerabilities. I think it's just a matter of time until we're going to see a requirement for masks. And it would be better just to get on with it and make that clear at this stage.
This is in relation to secondary students. Should this extend to primary level, though?
Well, I've supported the petition that's specifically about secondary education. I think a different set of considerations must apply to younger children, where we have to accept there are realities about the extent to which the requirements that the rest of us are going to have to live with are meaningful for very young children, particularly those going to school for the very first time, many of whom are aware of the seriousness of the situation, but probably wouldn't be able to cope where they're expected to maintain full social distance or wear masks. So I think there is plenty of room for consideration as to what is and isn't appropriate at that level. But at secondary level, I think it's a clear-cut case that masks should be there. And I'm aware of many teenagers contemplating their return to school this August, this September, who do want to wear masks and would be more comfortable if it were compulsory for all of their peers as well.
At the moment, it would appear that students could wear face masks if they choose to. Do you think, in terms of trying to get everyone to buy into this, is it more important for all kids in secondary level to wear them from the very outset?
Well, I think that approach completely undermines the central message around the value of wearing masks. The mask I wear protects you. The mask you wear protects me. The only way for everyone to be safe is for everyone who can wear a mask, and there are some important exceptions, which we shouldn't forget, for everyone who can wear a mask to wear them. That maximises the protection within the classroom and therefore within every home that any of those students returns to. And we also have to remember that the risks involved and the potential consequences of outbreaks in schools are quite serious for the education opportunities for a whole bunch of students who've already lost several months of education this year. And it's critically important for everyone's benefit that we do get the schools reopened, but I think we have to be realistic. And I think this is another case where we've seen further dithering from the Department of Education, who hummed and hawed about what they do with the junior certificate, hummed and hawed about what they do with the leaving certificate. Now they're humming and hawing about this. And I think we just need to get on with it. And I suspect there'll be widespread public support if they were to do that. And the petition is one way of testing that.
We've already seen public policy, Tony, change several times now in relation to masks in other areas, be it public transport or now in the shops. As you said, even students will have to wear masks on public transport to get to the school due to a change. Is there a need for the Public Health Protection Surveillance Centre to get involved here to carry out a review, or who's best placed to carry it out?
Well, ultimately, decisions about what will happen in schools are for the Department of Education. As I mentioned earlier, throughout the course of this, I think it's the one department that has distinguished itself by its inability to make decisions and to make them quickly. So this is an opportunity. You know, we're 3 weeks away at max from the schools reopening. We know that it's a big ask and a big challenge to make the modifications and all of the things that are required to make them safe. The wearing of masks is perhaps the simplest of them. Secondary students are wearing masks when they go shopping, when they go on trains, when they go on buses, and in many other social situations. And I don't think they'd find it at all strange to be asked to do so in school. And it may even indeed provide them with additional reassurance when they're going back, many of them, into crowded situations for the first time in months, and make it feel safer and more comfortable for them and for their teachers, as well as for their parents and grandparents at home.
Just finally, Tony, how do you think the government have handled the messaging about wearing face masks and visors over the past number of weeks?
I think it got off to a slightly tricky start, but has got clearer, particularly in terms of public transport and other public spaces. And also, I'm particularly impressed by the extent to which those working in retail and the catering sectors have embraced the wearing of masks and the use of perspex shielding and so on. I think that it would add to the crystal clearness of the message if in every situation we simply had a simple rule. If it's not practical to socially distance, if there are crowded situations, bearing in mind there have to be some exceptions for people who can't wear masks, that masks should otherwise be compulsory, and that maximizes the protection. Obviously, we look forward to the day when that won't be necessary, but we're going to be dealing and living with COVID probably for years, and we need to just get on and make some of these straightforward decisions and stop dithering about them, in my opinion.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Former Director General of the HSC and columnist with the Business Post, Tony O'Brien, my thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.